This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Hey guys, welcome to my best friend's press conference. Just so you know, just a reminder, the film comes out on September 19th, this Friday. This is Howard Deutsch. This is Jason Biggs, Kate Hudson, Dane Cook, and Jordan Cunningham. We're ready to go.
Okay. Dane, I love how Tank is sort of trying to use...
What?
Sorry. I love how Tank is trying to use his powers for good and not evil. So I was wondering, what do you think of things like the mystery method and the game? And do you expect to see copycat Tankers after this movie?
I'm actually teaching a class at the Learning Amex on how to become more like Tank Turner. I think that it's great when you can play a character that has a bit of a villainous tone to him as well. And the fact that, like you said, he uses his dirty deeds, AC/DC, for good at the end. That's the song I would listen to every single morning to get myself in the mode, by the way, dirty deeds. So the fact that he gets to use his dastardly deeds for good, that was fun. That was a lot of fun to play that.
But do you think those methods work in real life?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, there's definitely guys that, take the aggressive approach, no filter, use lewd and lascivious behavior, and get the girl in the end, because nobody wants to feel rejected. You reject somebody, and then they tend to say, what am I doing wrong, and how can I...
You guys have no idea what you're talking about.
That is true. That is also true. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Let me just, as an asterisk, we're fucking idiots. Men.
I just wanted to ask if you ever had a date from hell, and you don't have to put your name in your life, have you ever had a date from hell and describe it, and did you ever go to a prom?
Yes, I went to prom. I went to lots of proms. No, I didn't. I'm just kidding. I have had a couple pretty bad dates. One date I just left before we even got any food or ordered food, because it was just, the guy was so deeply boring that it was like, I'm going to just save us from all of this and leave.
Yeah. Right.
And
I want to meet that guy now. I want to know what that guy's up to. Don't you? Like, poor guy. You think he's still alive?
I think he's still alive.
Right. Oh, he's in a romantic comedy starring Kate Hudson.
Right over here.
The era of
I think
business,
he was in
Kate.
Banking. I'm not kidding. And that's not like, I actually think he was, it was years ago.
And then prom,
I went to prom, yeah, but I kind of was at that, you know, like when I was in high school, it was like we all go together, you know, so nobody had real dates. It was just like a bunch of us would kind of go in a group, and that was fun.
Orgy.
I liked our prom.
Orgy.
Big time. Big orgy. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just stayed home
and
masturbated.
On the dance floor.
Yeah.
You're going to have trouble getting this thing out of the gutter.
Yeah. Next question.
You guys filmed in Boston, so could you talk a little bit about what that experience was like? And I know you went to some Patriot games.
I was going
to
say, you mean the Patriots?
Yeah, exactly. So
you mean the Red Sox?
That kind of stuff. Could you talk about filming there and the benefits? And
loved it.
Yeah. I mean, it's my hometown. I grew up in Arlington, Massachusetts, started my comedy career in Boston. So in between scenes, it was like cut, and then you'd look over, and there were teachers and people, you know, waiting to say hello and catch up. So it was really important for me to finally come home to Boston and share something that I love doing with a great community of people.
I just fell in love with it. And I actually got to spend most of my year there because I did another film in Boston, and got to know the Kraft family through Dane, and they were just such wonderful people, and they brought me and invited me to some Patriots games, which was the best time ever. And it was really fun to be East Coast at that time, because it was sort of fall, and late summer into fall, and it was really, really nice. Great food, really good, yummy pizzeria Regina.
Sure. In a past life, I did a past life regression. I was a pharaoh, and she was one of my servants. or the other way around. It's a blurry image.
It's a blurry image.
Were you able to improvise a lot, also being a stand-up comedian? I imagine you improvise a lot.
I'm around funny people my whole life. This is one of the funniest people that I've met. Kate is, to say she has the funny bone, she has like the Terminator exoskeleton version of the funny bone. She's so good. And, yeah, I'm going to blow up her spot for a second here. Yeah, no, tremendously gifted, comedic person, and going toe-to-toe and be able to play what's on the page, which was so solid. But when we had time to go off the chain a bit, then, yeah, we were just able to really lob it up for one another and knock them out of the park. Yeah, it was fun.
What was your first meeting like? I can't imagine.
It was at your house, right?
Yeah, it was great. It was easy. It was easy.
I can tell you. I was at Kate's house, and it was really, there were a lot of people there, and it was kind of hectic. And there was not help there that day, so Kate was busy making a cake and serving baked goods to everyone while when they first met, actually, and auditioning, reading with other actors.
I did, actually.
Yeah,
I baked a blueberry cake. It was a blueberry turnover cake.
Good.
It's really good. It's a great recipe.
Yeah.
Is that available online?
Soon will be available online. Yeah, that's...
Remember that?
You know when you meet somebody and you're already almost trying to create scenes together, and I remember we talked about the scene where you're in the strip club and drunk and I'm trying to act all, you know, inappropriate, and almost immediately we're talking about kind of ideas and playing it in a way, so yeah. I knew we had an affinity for each other right away. I'm very fond of this lady. She's such a darling.
Thank you.
Jason, did you... shine your eyebrow? How did that whole thing happen?
Well, the scene happened in the warped mind of this gentleman down here.
So sorry.
I was down to do it for a long time. I was like, I'll do anything for a laugh. And
it was just wasn't it a matter of...
This is my question, finally. My question. So, anyway, we're talking about my eyebrows, right? Okay, so I was down to do it, and then I, like in the few weeks leading up to it, I did a little research online, and there are blogs dedicated to people who have either accidentally or intentionally shaved an eyebrow or some other part of their body, and there were horror stories. It didn't grow back at all. It grew back all screwed up. It grew back somewhere else. I mean, it was all fucked up. So I was like, hell no. So Howie and the other creative minds, along with some great makeup artists, took care of prosthetics.
I think my favorite part.
And then I'm done. And now I'm done.
I think my favorite part of that is when you come to the door and...
Oh, with those! Oh, and they're dripping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dripping down.
A la Marx's brothers. A la Groucho. It comes full circle.
The call back to another interview. I shaved my right testicle for that scene.
To make you feel more...
Didn't grow back either.
Best thing I ever did. Yes.
At this point in your life, what besides work would you say keeps you fulfilled, keeps you grounded?
Obviously, the easy answer is my son and my family. But that's always a really good question because, you know, especially these last couple sort of, you know, year in my life has been a lot of traveling and a lot of different things happening in my life. And I think just keeping a really, like, good perspective of what all of this is and why we do what we do and why we love what we do and sort of taking, and how lucky we are to be able to do it, you know, for me with my son, you know, especially that I get these great periods of time where I can just dedicate all of my time to my son, makes the days that I'm working 18-hour days and I'm feeling guilty about not being able to be there for times when all I want to do is be a mother, it makes those times feel better and I can sort of, you know, get a nice balance. But all in all, my family, you know, and remaining sort of honest with myself and not taking myself too seriously and enjoying my life day to day is, and letting all of the it's kind of a funny world we live in now, because, you know, with tabloid and all of this, really, I feel like there's so much negativity out there. And if it's like people think that people only want to read things that are either controversial or negative, and therefore a lot of you get you end up dealing with a lot of people lying about your life, and having to answer to things that just become this ridiculous sort of onslaught of lies, and then you have to answer to them, and that is a very difficult place to live in. So what for me, I just try. That's the hardest part of, I think, what we all do, and so in order to deal with that, I just once again go back to my life at home with my family and my son and my friends and my experiences that I have on set with the people that I get to work with and lucky enough to work with, and it makes everything okay, you know? It makes everything feel more balanced.
And if you could just elongate on that a little bit. Can I have a written transcript of that answer after? Like 100-page fax is going to come to my room.
Dan, I was wondering if you could talk about working with Alec and talk about his skills and sound effects.
Alec Baldwin is an incredible. I mean, this guy is a tour de force. And when you talk about people that are generous and. And available, and you know, somebody that you feel like you can approach, and I have ideas, and you know, arguably one of the greatest comedic characters ever created in television, what he's doing right now, and he made us all feel just like we could, you know, pal around with him and come up with the best possible scenarios if you're a fucking asshole. So working with Alec was just, balls on Bessie, the best.
Sound effects?
Sound effects? What are you speaking?
Well, there's a particular scene where he's very explicit with his description.
Yeah. That was one take, and not something you needed to even talk about. He finished that, and we kind of all looked at each other, and we were like, "That's a nugget of gold right there." Yeah. No, Alec Baldwin is.
Or a nugget, if you're not an athlete.
Or just a nugget. Thank you. That was my question.
If you're not an athlete. If you're not an asshole.
Sorry, I meant if you're an asshole.
That's good.
Jackie and Dan, have you guys ever been like pathetic over a woman, like you guys have before?
Have we been
pathetic over a woman?
Pathetic over a woman? No, I hear he's very pathetic. Me! Yeah. I've dated all his exes, and the stories they tell me about this guy. Have I been pathetic? Oh yeah, because I'm a sappy romantic, and
What? You are actually. Mm-hmm. You are. Getting to know this one, on the move, I was like, you need to get yourself together.
Yes. First of all, I don't kiss until the 40th date. I really like to take it slow. I present you with a pinata filled with my hopes and dreams written on paper.
What?
Yeah, I don't know, but I can't speak for Jason, but yeah, I'm a little, I have five sisters too, so everything about my upbringing was about how to treat a woman and, the things that girls really like and kind of the simple things that weigh to a woman's heart and then ultimately their vagina.
Follow
that motherfucker. Okay.
I too grew up with mostly women, and so I feel like and a vagina. I grew up with a vagina, so and Dane knows his way to it, if you know what I mean. So he just bypassed my heart and went right to my vagina. So how's that? Am I following up? Okay.
Yeah, that's why you're the best, man.
Anyway, I love you, Dane.
I love you too, baby.
I love you, buddy.
Okay, following up on vagina. Kate and
Jamie,
you were in the car doing that whole
Papa Coochie.
Did you really know the words to before you even heard the song?
Oh, yeah, it's Two Live Crew.
Sure. Yeah, we knew the words.
Yeah.
And by the way, we voted best hair in the room. You. Yeah, that Pop That Pussy, oh my God. Tremendous. The classic.
Yes.
Alex is kind of the
guy to play the field. So in a way, it's sort of the guy role.
Yeah.
In a movie, it's the other way around. So was that kind of refreshing when you read the script? Oh, she's going to decide not to have an anonymous relationship and go out.
Yeah, I thought it was really actually kind of more the way my you know, women I know actually kind of are. You know, in terms of comedy and obviously movies about sex and relationships and such, the ones that I've been involved with have usually been quite, you know, straight narrow, and this definitely was not that. I felt like it was more close to my girlfriends and the things that I've experienced and seen, you know, with women.
What can we look forward to in Bride Wars?
Oh.
I'll be right back.
You know what? You know, I actually just got to see the movie, and I'm really excited about it. You know, I guess two girls kind of going at it, but what I'm most interested in the movie and how it turned out was that emotionally, it's got a really, really nice message, and it's about friendship and why those relationships are so important in people's lives and holding on to them and how they get us through everything. So it's a really and on top of that, it's very funny. So I'm excited about it, really excited. And Annie and I had the best time. So.
So, Jordan, how was it? How did you come up with this idea? And did it all play out on screen the way that you had wanted
it
to?
Yeah. I wrote this movie senior year in college, which was in the year 2000. But yeah, I think it bizarrely it went through a bunch of different versions, but I think in the end it came out. It came out far better because I got to work with people, the people that you're looking at right now. It was such a thrill and so much fun to see the stuff that happened. I mean, miniature Mediterranean donkey. I can think of all the things that were so far from me that were elevated by the people up here. So that doesn't answer your question at all. Don't ask me anything again.
You know, as far as how was it working with Howard? Well, kind of like this. Pretty, a lot of fun because they are spontaneous and elevate everything that they do. So it was like kind of like when you see a bunch of thoroughbreds at the starting gate and they can't wait to get out and you just got to make sure they stay on the track. That's how it was for me in this movie. Great collaboration. Everybody, I think, had the kind of chemistry we needed for this to be the kind of movie it turned out to be.
And from the thoroughbred point of view, he was like the jockey on our back, whipping us, pulling us around. I'm just going to keep that metaphor rolling for a little bit. Cute little hat that he would wear in short shorts. Mr. Deutsch over here, when I sat down the first time and talked about the movie and being familiar with his, you know, film repertoire, and there was just an immediate synergy. And the same thing happened with Jason and Kate. You know, when I talked to Mr. Deutsch over here and then said, you know, this would be a dream cast, and is there any way we can make this happen? He, you know, helped to facilitate that as well. So we were off to a good start, energy-wise, from script to director, and then just great people to work around.
Ditto.
Pete, this film involves a love triangle. Have you ever liked the same guy as one of your friends, and what is your policy in the
type of
situation?
Have I ever liked the same guy as one? No. And I think that if you ever find yourself in that situation, it's like somebody asked me that earlier, and I was like, if I was Dane, what would I do? I was like, I'd just be honest. Like, I'd just go up and like tell the person, be like, hey, I think I kind of like him.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Love and triangles are weird. I was in a love octagon once, which was the Samoan guy was just bananas. But that's read my blog. I didn't tap out.
But I that's a funny. Yeah, just be upfront about it. The only thing is then you find yourself in that, I guess, the situation where the person's like, "What are you gonna do?" If the person goes, "I'm really uncomfortable with that," you're like, "That's kind of too bad. I'm not telling you because I'm asking your opinion. I'm just saying it because I'm being honest. You know, are you really? Yeah, think about it.
Last question. Jason, do you secretly sit there and cry your nose? Of course, you didn't tell us how romantic you are, Dave, but you didn't tell us how romantic in real life you are.
I can answer this question.
Yeah. Watch this. Her panties are going to come right off. Okay, sorry. I'm just kidding. She's not wearing any. So listen. So,
love you, Kate.
No, I mean, I love you.
No, I know.
I know. Dustin is a, I guess, a hopeless romantic, emphasis on the hopeless. I like to think that I'm romantic, but not quite as hopeless. But I'm so insecure, I think, that if I even get a slight hint that it might not be working out, I just abort. I just pull the ripcord and I'm outie because I don't want to get hurt. You know what I mean?
You should see a therapist.
This guy, I...
Or several.
I am seeing several. I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. I'm working on it.
Hence the ring on
your finger. Hence the marriage.
Yeah.
She's just there to give me confidence. She actually said, like, on one of our early dates, she was like, I like you and I can stand you. And I said, will you marry me? And now and here we go. So
you look for tolerance.
I look for tolerance more than anything else. You know what I mean?
And how long have you two been about to break up?
I can't say that out loud. It's all about the little things. You know what I mean? Hold on. Don't. No. Not all the little things. But what I mean is, what I'm saying is, it's all about my little penis. What I'm saying is, okay, wait. All right, what I'm saying is, I love Kate Hudson. What I'm saying is, it's not about the big, like the flowers and the thing, although those things are all important. It's about thinking ahead. It's about last night, for example, I put water, next to her where she sleeps, which is in another room, but we'll talk about that later. But I put water next to her bed, just thinking ahead, and she went to bed and she's like, oh, I don't have my water. Oh, he brought the water out. Like, I just
very nice.
do those little things.
Very sweet. Yeah. Last night, I poured water on a girl to wake her up. I wanted her out.
Okay, on that note, thank you.
Oh no, that's bad feng shui to end on that.
Getting started.
Yes.
Oh, sign these. I couldn't decide between the comedy and the drama.
Funniest show in the world.
I do have a follow up about being a celebrity out of Boston. What can you do to get Dunkin' Donuts in Los Angeles?
Oh my God.
I wish.
That was what I was going to ask you.
And I will say this, greatest hot chocolate. I mean, I know it's coffee and donuts, but greatest hot chocolate anywhere. I'm not a big coffee drinker. I would open up a Dunkin' Donuts.
I've spoken to Ben Affleck and Steve Carell, everybody.
Yeah.
They all talk about how they would like do anything to get it out here. Promote it.
It's the best. I don't know why they don't, they branched out a little bit. They're in New York and a lot of
East Coast. They're on the East Coast. I'm from New England as well.
Listen, man, if there's a petition, I'll put my John Hancock right on it. I'm ready to go.
That's all I want to know.
At least you can buy it in Ralph's and brew it yourself.
Well, you can. Yeah.
But it's not. You know what? Actually, Steve and Ben actually talked about the fact that they were talking about doing the Tower Records on Sunset. As a Dunkin' Donuts, that would be like a charity Dunkin' Donuts. And then have like the celebrities of Boston come and like help promote it.
If Dunkin' Donuts is out here in any way, shape, or form, I would like to be a part of it. I mean, growing up with Dunkin' Donuts was the best. I dream of the day I can drive down, Sunset, and I see a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking for.
I want that hot chocolate during the winter, man. The best.
That's all I'm asking for.